Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Fox.
All right.
Woo.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Very well. Thank
you. I actually forgot I'd turn the microphones on for a second as I said
that's
my bollocks
so funny.
There. My brain is slowly waking up today.
Honestly, same.
How's it looking? You've got a notebook full of animal things.
I've got a couple of things I'm going to quick catch up on. I still haven't found out whether it's a dog or coyote yet, that story from last week.
Oh.
I'm all over that. That's driving me mad. It's the first thing I think about, last thing I think about in the morning. Just it's with me. And I don't know whether you've mentioned or heard about that Kia in Fiordland that stole a family's GoPro.
Oh, yes, yes.
No, I don't know this. What's this?
He flew off. This family, they were wandering about in the woods or wherever you do, and they come to this little hut. And they were standing there, and these Kias turned up, so they put their GoPro outside.
This is sounding very much like Hansel and Gretel at this point.
Yeah, and this gingerbread. These Kias come along, and Kia actually picked it up and flew off with it. And
with the GoPro.
And then they actually found it later, but you could see footage of the Kia going down this valley.
Oh.
And then a full-on thing of its face of him ripping, or whatever it was, ripping big lumps of plastic off the GoPro.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the family actually found it and played it back. And it was, I read about this in The Guardian.
Oh, that's so great. I'm going to have to go look that up.
Yeah, no, it was
nature.
Last week. It was like last week. Right.
Okay, what are we doing today?
This. This is one I haven't done this for a while. I've got five facts.
Oh.
Four of them are true,
okay.
And one of them isn't, one of them ain't.
One of them ain't true.
So, but to confuse you even more, I've made up some sayings to go with these facts. I ain't got much time on my hands at the moment. Anyway, right. This is the first one. When a housefly is buzzing about, it's actually, musically, it's the key of F.
Oh. So the buzz noise is in the key of F.
And you know that song Flight of the Bumblebee?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, when he wrote that, he actually, a fly gave him the idea, but he thought Flight of the Fly don't sound right.
Flight of the
so
Fly.
So he called it Flight of the Bumblebee. So there you go. It's a little fact.
Okay, so wait. Four of these are true and one of them isn't?
These facts at the end, I'm saying, just ignore those. I'll put them into confusion.
Okay.
Oh, I'm already so lost.
Oh,
I hope everyone at home has got their phones out so that they can text us which one they think is false.
Number two, an ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
Oh, I think I'd believe that one, I reckon.
How big is an ostrich eye?
Pretty big.
Is it?
But also,
bigger than a brain,
like,
apparently.
Famously a bit stupid. Is that right?
Are they?
I don't know.
Right. Number
My friend was once attacked by an emu at the zoo.
Oh, no.
I know.
They've
I mean,
got
she
the big
was fine.
Claws.
That just sort of like ran towards her and flapped at her.
Oh. Wow.
There are photos and everything.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Right. Number three, rhinoceroses are the only animals that can't jump. Now, leads to that saying, the original of you can't lead a horse to water and make it drink. It used to be you can lead a rhinoceros to water, but you can't make it jump.
Okay, I actually am trying to work out if I think that's true or not, because can you imagine an elephant jumping? Squeaky chair.
Yeah.
Squeaky chair for effect. Can you imagine an elephant jumping? I can't.
No, I can't.
You ever been at a circus? See what I do at a circus?
True.
I am against animal circuses.
Number four. Slug. I hope this one's true. I don't know what the real answer to this is because my alter ego made all this up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Slugs have four noses. I hope that's made up, because if I made that up without realising it, I'm a genius.
I reckon that one sounds real.
Okay.
I'm suspicious of the rhino and the fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
A shrimp's heart is in its head. Now, that's where the expression "don't let your heart rule your head" comes from.
Shrimps. I think that is true. I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Okay.
I've never heard anything about shrimps' heads, to be honest, but I'll believe you, Zoe.
Okay.
Your
so
guess
I'll
is
run,
probably
I'll
better
run
than mine.
I'll run for them real quick without trying to put you off.
Okay.
Five of them. A housefly, when it's buzzing, it's in the key of F.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
Yep.
Rhinoceros noses and is.
What? Sorry, what?
I don't know. I just... Wow.
Say that again.
Did I say that out loud?
You did.
Right, rhinoceroses are the only animals that can't jump. Slugs have four noses and a shrimp's heart is in its head.
Oh, my God.
And we're trying to find the one that isn't true.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. While you're thinking about that, I can do my poem and
then
play my song and then come back.
Okay.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Is that it?
That's it.
Right, now I wrote this on the train. I actually physically wrote this on the train this morning. And then when I got to Britomart, I saw something which made me do the last little bit on the bus.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I thought, what is going on?
It's an ode to public transport.
Yeah, no swearing in it. Purposely. You're still about the other thing, aren't you?
Huh?
Everything this morning. Give us your poem,
right,
Rob.
All the way from Papakura to Britomart on a train. That's a bit of a novelty. I hope I could do that again. Totally understand the work has to be done, but it's a bit of a nose and not much fun. In actual fact, it's a right pain in the bum. Bus seats are really uncomfortable. So, this goes out to you if you're a commuter. Apparently, this sort of stuff is going to last for years. So don't get into a stupor. Right, now, I just get the word what, and this is what I found out when I sat on a bus. Just found out it's only going to last a week. Sorry, but it has to be said, this is peak. And one last thing, I don't know who thought it was a good idea to install hand dryers in the toilets at Britomart. It's ridiculous. That's not part of the plan, that's just me having a moan off.
Okay, snaps for that. That was a ride. Thank you, Rob.
Would you do that?
I'm going to hit this track. So people can text in about the animal facts. You're on a theme at the moment with the songs you've chosen.
Beautiful songs this month. This is Protection by Massive Attack.
So text us what you reckon the false fact is. Is it flies, ostriches,
rhinoceros? Them big things with a horn.
What was the other one? Slugs
and
shrimp, or
shrimps? And
give us your reckons on 5395. Someone says they don't reckon a snake could jump. Much to think on.
This girl I know needs some shelter, but she don't believe anyone can help her. She's doing so much harm, doing so much damage, but you don't want to get involved. Tell her she can't manage, that you can't change the way she feels, but you could put your arms around her. I know you want to live yourself, but could you forgive yourself if you left her just the way you found her? I'll stand in front of you, I'll take the force of
you
Sorry, Tracy, we've got to talk about rhinos. Okay, pretty much everyone on the text machine has narrowed it down to the rhinos or the flies.
Okay.
So the fly one was that flies buzz in the key of F.
Yep.
And the rhino one was that rhinos are the only animal that can't jump.
Yep.
Now, we've had some good points about the jumping animals. Someone said elephants can't jump. I still don't know if that's true or not. Because I feel like maybe I heard a poem when I was a kid.
I'm not giving anything away here.
Like an A.A. Milne poem about a jumping elephant. Maybe I've made that up. as someone's mentioned, snakes can't jump. I don't trust them. Snakes? I don't trust them. Someone sticks it in to say rhinos can't jump. Yeah, that is the point that we're arguing. We've sort of agreed that rhinos can't jump. But are they the only ones?
But also, when you think of a fly, I mean, they come in different sizes. So surely a fly will buzz at a lower frequency if it's bigger.
Fly.
I don't know. Specifically the house fly.
I did say house fly.
Mm. But even house flies have a variation in size, you know? That seems to be the general gist of people who are on the side of the house fly. I think I'm going with the house fly.
Could be a fly on a rhinoceros.
A combo.
Yes, it could. I'm going to go with the rhino.
Okay. So the text machine seems to be rhino mostly, but I'm going to stick with the minority in housefly territory.
With the fly.
What is it, Rob?
Okay, well, unfortunately, for the first time, most people have got, it was a rhinoceros. Because it is actually the elephant is the only animal that can't jump.
Wait, so can a rhino jump then?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Does that mean a snake can also jump?
Yeah, but it's.
Sort of flop.
But are they animals? They're animals, aren't they?
They are animals. The concept of a snake jumping is terrifying to me.
Oh, nah. Well, can you jump? You ain't got any legs, so they can't jump. They can, projectiles.
Propel themselves forward.
Exactly.
I wish you could have seen Rob's impersonation of a snake trying to jump. Let's have some more massive attack. Thank you, Bart of Bollocks.
Thank you.
Assume that you are in pajamas, lying on a comfortable bed or couch with no pillow under your head.
Thank you very much, Rob Bollocks. Thank you very much, texters. Lots of good rhino jokes coming in. Maybe we'll read some of those out soon.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.